الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين وبالأخص منهم أبي بكر وعمر خلفاء الأربعة الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ومن استنى بسنتهم واهتدى بهديهم إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. How is it on Paltalk? Paltalk house sound? Let me try this inshallah. Now, how is it now, Palto? Okay, inshallah. طيب. تحدثنا بالأمس عن الركن الرابع من أركان الإيمان وهو الإيمان بالرسل. Yesterday we spoke about the fourth pillar of إيمان or faith, which is the إيمان or the belief in the messengers. وتكلمنا عن معنى الرسول والنبي والفرق بينهما. And we spoke about the difference or the meaning, the definition of Rasul and the definition of Prophet and what is the difference between them. وتكلمنا عن عدد الأنبياء والرسل وقلنا بأن عددهم مئة, عدد الأنبياء 124,000 منهم 315 Rasula. And we spoke about the we said that as in the hadith there were 124,000 prophets and messengers. The number of messengers from amongst this number is 315 messengers, so the remaining are prophets. وتكلمنا أيضا عن الرسل وأممهم وبلدانهم. And we spoke about the messengers and prophets and their nations and their lands. وأيضا تكلمنا عن عددهم, عن عدد ذكرهم, ذكر كل واحد منهم في القرآن. And we spoke about the number of times every one of them were mentioned in the Quran. وأيضا تكلمنا عن أولي العزم منهم وهم خمسة: نوح عليه السلام وإبراهيم عليه السلام وموسى عليه السلام وعيسى عليه السلام ومحمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام. And we spoke about أولي العزم من الرسل of them, the affirmed ones of them, and there were five: نوح عليه السلام, إبراهيم عليه السلام, موسى عليه السلام, عيسى عليه السلام, and محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. نعم. وأرجعنا باقي الكلام إلى اليوم. And we said that we're going to continue this speech today. وأول ما نذكره اليوم هو السبب في بعثة الله عز في بعث الله عز وجل إياهم. أو قبل ذلك نذكر أيضا نذكر هذا إن شاء الله. أما السبب في بعثتهم بعثة هؤلاء الرسل لأمر بينه الله عز وجل في كتابه. It was for a purpose that Allah تعالى mentioned in the book that he revealed to all the prophets and messengers. فأول يعني هو لهم عدد من الوظائف. They have number of الأسباب. There are number of reasons. الأول هو ما ذكره الله عز وجل في سورة النحل الآية 36. The first purpose is what Allah تعالى mentioned in سورة النحل آية 36. ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت. أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت. إذن هذا هو السبب الرئيس, أن يعبدوا الله ويجتنبوا الطاغوت. الله تعالى said as in this, the translation of the interpretation of this ayah, and indeed we have sent among every nation a messenger proclaiming worship Allah alone and avoid false objects of worship. So that is the first purpose, to worship Allah alone. نعم. والثاني وكذلك قول الله عز وجل, and also the saying of Allah عز وجل كما في سورة الأنبياء الآية 25, as in سورة الأنبياء آية 25, وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون. And we sent not before you any messenger except that we revealed to him that none has the right to be worshipped but me, Allah. So worship me alone. So worship me alone. إذن هذا يبين لنا السبب الأول في إرسالهم, وهو أمر الناس وهدايتهم إلى عبادة الله وحده. So the first purpose is that they guide the people to worship Allah alone. وأما السبب الثاني فهو البشارة والنذارة. البشارة لمن أطاع والنذارة لمن عصى. It is the glad tidings and the warnings. Glad tidings for those who obey and warnings for those who disobey. قال تعالى كما في سورة النساء آية 165, الله تعالى said in سورة النساء آية 165, رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين لئلا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل. إذا فهم مبشرين لمن أطاع ومنذرين لمن عصى. Messengers as bearer of good news and warners, so that mankind will have no place, no plea against Allah after the coming of the messengers. So they were sent as bearers of good news and warners. Bearers of good news to those who obey, and warners to those who do not obey or disobey. وأيضا كما قال الله عز وجل أنه إنما أرسل الرسل ليطاعوا. And also Allah Ta'ala told us that He sent the messengers only to be obeyed. Only to be obeyed. نعم, only to be obeyed. كما قال تعالى وما أرسلنا من رسول إلا ليطاع بإذن الله. We have sent not a messenger except that he should be obeyed by the permission of Allah. إذن هذه هي أسباب بعثة الرسل. So these are the reasons or purposes for messengers to be sent. وهؤلاء الرسل ليسوا كلهم على مستوى واحد عند الله عز وجل, ليس كلهم على نفس المستوى, بل بعضهم مفضل على بعض. And these messengers and prophets are not all the same, on the same يعني equal before Allah Ta'ala. Some of them are more preferred to Allah Ta'ala. كما قال تعالى في سورة غافر الآية 51, as Allah Ta'ala said as in سورة غافر, لا كما في سورة البقرة الآية 253, as in سورة البقرة آية 253, تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض منهم من كلم الله. Those messengers, some of them we caused to exceed others. Among them were those to whom Allah spoke. Allah spoke. نعم, ونحن نعلم أن الله كلم آدم وكلم موسى وكلم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وهؤلاء الرسل كلهم كما ذكرنا أرسلوا بدين واحد وهو الإسلام. And these all prophets and messengers were sent with one religion, which is Islam. وقد قال الله تعالى مبينا أنه فضل بعضهم على بعض كما في سورة الأنعام الآية 86. And here Allah Ta'ala said as in ayah, ayah 86 of Surah Al-An'am, وَكُلًّا فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ وَكُلًّا فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. And all we preferred over the worlds. نعم ثم لا بد من بيان خصائص خاتم الرسل لا بد من بيان خصائص خاتم الرسل وهو نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. So we have to also clarify the characteristics of our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the special quality of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. ومن هذه الخصائص and from these special qualities أنه أن رسالته عامة لكل الثقلين. That his message is universal. So the universality of his mission كما قال الله تعالى في سورة سبأ الآية 28 عز الله تعالى سيد سورة سبأ آية 28 sorry. قال تعالى وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا إلا كافة للناس يعني أرسلناك للناس كافة. And we have not sent you, O Muhammad, except to all mankind as a bringer of good tidings and a warner. وهكذا أيضا قال الله عز وجل كما في سورة الفرقان الآية الأولى. As also Allah تعالى said in سورة الفرقان آية 1 تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. Blessed be he Allah who sent down the the criterion which is the Quran upon his servant which is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم that he may be to the worlds a warner. A warner. هذا من خصائصه صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقد ذكر هو صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك كما في الحديث عند مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه. And he also mentioned that in the hadith in صحيح مسلم عن سيرة أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فضلت على الأنبياء بست. I have been granted a privilege over all other prophets in six respects. أعطيت جوامع الكلم. I am endowed with the concise expression that carries a wide range of meaning. ونصرت بالرعب and have been helped with the fear that my enemies feel in their hearts, which makes them fearful of attacking. وفي الحديث الآخر أنه شهر مسيرة شهر يعني قبل أن يصل إليهم بشهر. عن هذا الحديث that he صلى الله عليه وسلم said I was given this fear that Allah Ta'ala bestows in the hearts of the enemies of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم a month before he moved from Medina. وأحلت لي الغنائم وأحلت لي الغنائم and spoils have been made lawful for me. وجعلت لي الأرض مسجدا وطهورا مسجدا وطهورا and the earth has and the earth as a pure place as a masjid for me to pray and also to use it as a method or a method of wudu, meaning or of tahara, purity, meaning tayammum. When the person يعني وهذا معناه التيمم عندما يفقد الإنسان الماء فيستعمل الصعيد الطيب يضرب عليه ضربة بيديه كلتيهما ثم يمسح واحدة على الأخرى من الرسغ إلى الأصابع ثم يمسح بهما جميعا على وجهه وذلك يكفي كما في الحديث نعم حديث عمار أذن الحديث بعمار the way of performing the tayammum that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told them to hit over يعني the soil ground one time with both hands one time with both hands and then wipe one over the other from the wrist to the fingers and then wipe the face with both hands one time and that's enough. قال وأرسلت إلى الخلق كافة وأرسلت إلى الخلق كافة and that I am sent to the entire creation وَخُتِمَ بِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ and have been made the last of the prophets and the seal of the prophets إذن هذه أولى الخصائص النبوية this is the first characteristic of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم وأما الثاني الثانية من خصائصه as from the second of his characteristics is that أنه خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين كما في آية الأحزاب الآية 40 and that he is the last and seed of the prophets and messengers as in the ayah number 40 of Surah Al-Ahzab ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين Muhammad is not a father of any one of you of your men but he is the messenger of Allah and the last of the prophets وقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الحديث المخرج في الصحيحين عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه قال إن مثلي ومثل الأنبياء من قبلي كمثل رجل بنى بيتا فأحسنه وأجمله إلا موضع لبنة من زاوية فجعل الناس يطوفون به ويعجبون له ويقولون هل وضعت هذه اللبنة قال فأنا اللبنة وأنا خاتم النبيين Isa Salam said, my similitude and comparison with the prophets before me is that of a man who has built a house finally and beautifully except for a space for just one brick in a corner of that house. People go about the house and admire it, but also say, whatever brick has been put in this place. The Prophet ﷺ added, then, I am the brick. I am the last of the prophets. I am the brick. I am the last of the prophets. ومن خصائصه صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا and from the characteristics of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الله أيده بأعظم معجزة وأظهر آية وهو القرآن الكريم and is that he Allah تعالى has supported him for the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم with the glorious Quran he revealed to him as it is the greatest of all miracles that were given to all prophets and the most evident of all signs as it is the word of Allah أو كلمة كلام الله عز وجل محفوظ مصان من التبديل والتغيير والتحريف that it is the words of Allah well protected against corruption and alteration and shall remain with the Muslim nations until the time it will be raised again to Allah وهو سيرفع في آخر الزمان كما قدمنا بالأمس والدليل على ذلك قوله تعالى and the proof of that is the saying of Allah تعالى كما في آية العنكبوت الآية 51 في آية الإسراء قبله في آية الإسراء الآية 88 as in the ayah of 88 of Surah Al-Isra. قال تعالى قل إن اجتمعت الإنس والجن على يأتوا بمثل هذا القرآن لا يأتون بمثله ولو كان بعضهم لبعض ظهيرا. Say if mankind and jinn gathered in order to produce the like of this Quran, they could not produce the like thereof. Even if they held one another. وهكذا قال الله عز وجل كما في سورة البقرة عن ذلك الله تعالى said as in سورة البقرة في الآية 23 منها as in آية 23 and 24 of سورة البقرة. قال تعالى وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين. Allah Ta'ala said, well, if you are in doubt of what we have descended down to our slave, then bring one surah of it, the like of it, and call all of your witnesses and supporters other than Allah if you are honest. But if you fail to do, and you will fail, then feed the fire that the fuel of it is only mankind and rocks, which is prepared for kafirin, disbelievers. فهذه من خصائص النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذه خصائصه صلى الله عليه وسلم. و يبقى لنا في هذا المقام أن نتكلم عن حقوق النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم كيفية الإيمان بالرسل وحكم الإيمان بالرسل وحكم الكفر بأحد منهم أو كرهه أو شتمه أو الاستهزاء به. هذا سنبينه كله إن شاء الله بعد الراحل 10 دقائق إن شاء الله. So we are going to speak about the rights of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the way how to believe in the prophets and messengers, the ruling of believing in the prophets and messengers, and the ruling and believing in the ruling of disbelieving in any of them, or hating any of them, or cursing or mocking any of them. All this, inshallah, to be clarified after the 10 minutes break, inshallah ta'ala. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Naam. Kunna qabla al-raha takallamna an خصائص النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم. We spoke about the characteristics of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم just before the break. ونواصل الآن إن شاء الله, and we continue now إن شاء الله تعالى. قلنا أننا سنتكلم عن كيفية الإيمان بالرسل. We said that we are going to speak about the way of how to believe in the prophets and messengers. أما عن كيفية الإيمان بالأنبياء والرسل in regard to the way or the method of how to believe in the prophets and messengers, it is as follows. سنبين ذلك إن شاء الله. أولا نؤمن بالرسل إجمالا. First of all, we believe in the messengers, prophets and messengers in general. In general, بمعنى أننا نؤمن بهم بمن ذكر لنا منهم ومن لم يذكر لنا. نؤمن أن الله أرسل رسل وكان له أنبياء. وبelieve that الله تعالى sent messengers and he had prophets also. نؤمن على وجه الإجمال. قال تعالى ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت كما في الآية 36 من سورة النحل. الآن الله تعالى said in سورة النحل آية 36 and indeed we have sent among every nation a messenger proclaiming worship Allah alone and avoid false objects of worship. وأيضا كما قال تعالى في سورة الأنعام الآية 87-88 ومن آبائهم وذرياتهم وإخوانهم واجتبيناهم وهديناهم إلى صراط مستقيم ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء. الله تعالى said as in سورة الأنعام آية 87-88 and some among their fathers and their descendants and their brothers, and we choose them and guided them, and we chose them and guided them to a straight path. That is the guidance of Allah by which He guides whoever He wills of His servants. نعم. وهكذا أيضا ما جاء في سورة الحج الآية 52 منها. لا عفوا كما في سورة الأعراف كما في سورة الأعراف الآية 43 قال تعالى لقد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق. As in سورة الأعراف آية 43 certainly the messengers of our Lord had come with the truth. وكذلك قال الله عز وجل كما في سورة ياسين الآية 52 and also as in آية 52 سورة ياسين قال تعالى هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون. This is what the الرحمن the most merciful Allah had promised and true were the words of the messengers. So here you mentioned messengers. وأيضا كما جاء في سورة الأنبياء في الآية 25 منها وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون. هذه سورة الأنبياء آية 25 And we sent not before you any messenger except that we revealed to him that none has the right to be worshipped but me, meaning Allah Ta'ala. So worship me alone. والآيات في ذلك كثيرة بالنسبة لي الإيمان المجمل. And the ayat of this, the proofs and evidences for this are so huge, so many in regard to the general belief or the believing in the prophets and in a general way. وأما المفصل وأما الإيمان المفصل as for the believing in the messengers in detail يعني من ذكروا لنا وهم 25 نبيا means those who were mentioned to us and they were 25 prophets and messengers جاء ذكرهم في مواضع عدة من كتاب الله they were mentioned in many different places in the book of Allah من تلك المواضع ما جاء في سورة الأنعام في الآية 83 إلى 86 هذه سورة الأنعام آية 83 to 86 of it قال تعالى الله تعالى said وتلك حجتنا آتيناها إبراهيم وتلك حجتنا آتيناها إبراهيم على قومه نرفع درجات من نشاء إن ربك حكيم عليم ووهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب كلا هدينا ونوحا هدينا من قبل ومن ذريته داود وسليمان وأيوب ويوسف وموسى وهارون وكذلك نجزي المحسنين وزكريا ويحيى وعيسى وإلياس كل من الصالحين وإسماعيل واليسع ويونس ولوطا وكلا فضلنا على العالمين And that was our conclusive argument which we gave Ibrahim against his people. We raise in degrees whom we will. Certainly your Lord is all wise, all knowing. And we gave him, meaning Ibrahim, Ishaq and Yaqub. Each of them we guided. And Nuh we guided before and among his descendants Dawuda wa Sulaymana wa Ayyuba wa Yusufa wa Musa wa Harun thus do we reward those who do good And Zakaria, and Yahya, and Isa, and Elias, all were of the righteous. And Ismail, and Elyasa, and Yunus, and all, and Lut, and all we preferred over the worlds. وقال أيضا عن هود كما في سورة الأعراف الآية 65 and here Allah Ta'ala said about Hud as in Ayah 65 of سورة الأعراف وإلى عاد أخاهم هودا and to Ad we sent their brother Hud وهكذا and alike. بالنسبة لصالح as well as صالح كما في آية سورة الأعراف الآية 73 as in آية 73 سورة الأعراف وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا and to ثمود we send their brother صالح وكذلك شعيب وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا and to the people of Madian we sent their brother شعيب وهكذا بالنسبة لآدم ونوح إن الله اصطفى آدم ونوحا كما في سورة آل عمران الآية 33 indeed Allah chose Adam and Nuh وهكذا في سورة الأنبياء في الآية 85 and the like in سورة الأنبياء آية 85 وإسماعيل وإدريس وذا الكفل كل من الصابرين and remember إسماعيل إدريس and the كفل all were of the patience وختم بذكر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال كما في سورة الفتح الآية 29 and he subhanahu wa ta'ala sealed him with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he mentioned him in the ayah number 29 of Surah Al-Fath Muhammadur Rasulullah وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّهُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ وَرُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ Muhammad is the messenger of Allah and those with him are forceful against the disbelievers but merciful among themselves طيب anyway so as we have to كما يجب أن نؤمن بالأنبياء والرسل يجب أن نعرف ما هو الواجب علينا نحوهم So we need to know what is obligatory upon us regarding them. Regarding the prophets and messengers. Now, anyway, I could not get part talk anyway. There is something wrong with part talk. طيب على كل حال من هذا الذي يجب علينا بعد أن عرفنا كل هذا عن الأنبياء يجب علينا تصديقهم جميعا. We have to believe them all. كما قال الله عز وجل. As Allah Ta'ala said, كما في سورة النساء الآية 150 و 151 as in سورة النساء 150 and 151 قال تعالى إن الذين يكفرون بالله ورسله ويريدون أن يفرقوا بين الله ورسله ويقولون نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك سبيلا أولئك هم الكافرون حقا أولئك هم الكافرون حقا Indeed,
those who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers and wish to separate between the belief in Allah and the belief in the messengers and say, we believe in some but reject others, and wish to take a course midway, they are truly the unbelievers. هكذا علمنا الله عز وجل. Like Allah Ta'ala taught us. Now لا بد من أن نصدقهم جميعا ونؤمن بهم جميعا. That we have to believe them all and believe in them all. ومنها موالاتهم جميعا ومحبتهم الحذر من بغضهم وعداوتهم. And from these duties that we have to do in regard to the prophets and messengers is to love them and support them and avoid hating or contracting the enemy of any one of them. كما قال الله عز وجل في آية المائدة الآية 56 ومن يتولى الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا فإن حزب الله هم الغالبون. And whoever is in an ally of Allah, His messengers and the believers, it is the party of Allah that must certainly trump or win. وكذلك قال الله عز وجل كما في سورة البقرة في الآية 98. And the like Allah Ta'ala said as in سورة البقرة آية 98. من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين. الله عز وجل سماهم كافرين وقال سبحانه وتعالى أنه عدو لهم. الله تعالى said in this ayah, whoever is an enemy to Allah, His messengers, His angels, His messengers, and angels Jibreel and Mikael, then certainly Allah is an enemy to the disbelievers. وأما ما يجب الأمر الثالث الذي يجب أيضا اعتقاد فضلهم على غيرهم من الناس, وأنه لا أحد يبلغ منزلة أحد منهم من في الصلاح والتقى مهما حرص وعمل. And the third is to believe that the messengers of Allah are superior to the rest of mankind, and no matter how righteous and pious he or she is, can reach their status. قال تعالى كما في سورة الحج الآية 75 as what Allah Ta'ala said as in سورة الحج آية 75 قال يصطفي الله يصطفي من الملائكة رسلا الله يصطفي من الملائكة رسلا ومن الناس إن الله سميع بصير الله chooses from the angels messengers and from the people from mankind certainly Allah is all hearing all seeing وينبغي أيضا اعتقاد تفاضل فيما بينهم كما قدمنا أنهم ليسوا على درجة واحدة and also we have to believe the differences between them and that they are not all in one status as we said earlier كما قال الله عز وجل في آية البقرة الآية الخامسة والثلاثين أو الثالثة والخمسين بعد المائتين as الله تعالى said in آية 235 تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض منهم من كلم الله ورفع بعضهم درجات those messengers Some of them we caused to exceed others. Among them were those to whom Allah spoke, and others He raised to degrees of honor. ولعلنا بهذا نكون قد أتينا وبينا كل ما ينبغي تجاه الأنبياء والرسل and by that we might have already clarified and brought forth everything to be said and mentioned about the prophets and messengers والآن نترك لكم المجال للأسئلة إن شاء الله تعالى and now we give you the right for asking questions وبالنسبة للإخوان في الفالتوك لم أستطع الوصول إلى يعني فتح الغرفة and regard to the brothers and sisters in Paltok I could not reach any good way to open the room again لذلك أطلب ممن من الادمنز ان ياخذوا منهم الاسئله ويعرضوها على هنا على وزك that's why I ask you admins to get it from them if you have access to Paltok and bring it to the وزك نعم والله اعلم والله تعالى اعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه Okay, we have now I have Paltok now but I don't know if it is going to again. Paltok, how do you hear me? Sound? Pipe. Okay, they say one, alhamdulillah. Lastly, they got it. Okay, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. But if there is any question, huh? If there is any question, you pass it now. By here on Wazik say, Abu Hassan al-Sulami, or Abu Hassan al-Somali, says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya Sheikh, what is the best written or audio شرح for the مقدمة أصول التفسير by شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية. There is one for شيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله. He done the explanation of it. نعم الله أعلم. Second. Okay, second here says, where we are. No more questions there. Okay, here from Paltok says, what is that? Clockwise. Yes. It says, can you explain again the two and three superiority of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam over the prophets? Because I did not understand it, please. Tayyib, no problem, inshaAllah. We said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has he was given certain things that he was different from other prophets and messengers. Now, the writing is very small, so you have to okay, we said, we repeat them all. The first one was that his message is general to the all nations. Before him, all prophets and messengers, each one is sent only to his own people. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to all. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Saba, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. And we have sent you not but to all mankind and as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner. وهو أيضا صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر ذلك. And he صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that كما في الحديث of حديث أبي هريرة, as in the حديث of أبو هريرة, which is reported by Imam Muslim. قال وأرسلت إلى الخلق كافة, and I was sent to the whole creation. نعم, هذا الأول. الثاني أنه خاتم النبيين. خاتم النبيين, he was the seal of prophets and messengers. كما قال الله عز وجل في سورة الأحزاب الآية 40, as when Allah Ta'ala said in سورة الأحزاب آية 40, ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. نعم. نعم. So as we said that Allah Ta'ala said that as in Surah Al-Ahzab, Muhammad was not a father of one of you, but a messenger of Allah and a seal prophet. See the last prophet. Now, والثالث, and the third, is that Allah Ta'ala supported them with the greatest miracle, which is the Quran. Which is the Quran. And also, his ummah was put to be the best أمّة. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Ali Imran 110, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You were the best nation brought out or exposed to the people, calling or enjoining the good and forbidding the evil and believing in Allah. نعم. وهو أيضا كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه سيد ولد آدم. هذه من خصائصه. This is from his characteristics, that he is the master of the children of Adam. كما قال في الحديث عند البخاري ومسلم من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه, as he said in the حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه, which is reported by البخاري ومسلم, أنا سيد ولد آدم يوم القيامة. I'm the master of the children of Adam and the day of resurrection. ومنها, and from these characteristics of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that he has the greatest intercession on the day of resurrection, with which the judgment will start, will begin, which people will be looking for at that day. Even the kuffar will be looking for. نعم. And he is the only one going to have a flood on the day of resurrection, for that people see it and come towards it. وأنه هو صاحب الوسيلة وهي الدرجة العالية الرفيعة في الجنة التي لا تنبغي إلا لعبد من عباد الله, يعني واحد. And he is the one who is going to, يعني he is the one who deserves the wasila, which is the place in the Jannah, the highest place in the Jannah, which is only to be for one. Which is only to be for one, and that is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now, another question here says, on Pal Talk, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What is the status of the brother of Musa, Harun? Is he considered a prophet or a messenger? This was the regards to yesterday's class. Barakallahu fikum, barakallahu. La, Harun was a prophet but not a messenger. Was a prophet but not a messenger, because he was at the same time with Harun to the same people, to the in the same land. So he was only a prophet, and the messenger was Musa, as well as the boy of Musa, which is mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf. His name is Yusha ibn Nun, and he was also a prophet that he received the revelation. Allahu a'lam. طيب قوارير, he says, Sheikh, what should one say to those who say that they get revelations with yani wahi from Allah, like Umm Musa and Khidr? We say, fear Allah, this is a lie. No one can receive, because the Prophet, because Allah Ta'ala said Khatamun Nabiyyin, and it means that the revelation, the wahi, is stopped, whether it is wahi to the prophets or wahi to others, finished. Jibreel does not come to the earth with any wahi no more. So there is no more wahi after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although we said that the wahi given to Musa and Isa, as well as Khidr, is yani different from the wahi that is given to the prophets and messengers, but yet the ayah means that the whole wahi is stopped, and also this is in the hadith, the whole wahi is stopped. No more wahi after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No more wahi. No more wahi after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahu a'lam. And by the way, and here we have some yani benefits that we missed to mention. The rights of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon his ummah. First of all, to believe in his prophethood and messengerhood, and also to believe that his message abrogated all the messages before it. And as the ulama say, to believe in Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it means four things. طاعته فيما أمر, obeying him in whatever he commands you to do. وتصديقه فيما أخبر, and believing him in all what he said to you of the news of the past or news of the future.
وَاجْتِنَابُ مَنَاهَ عَنْ وَزَجَرْ And to avoid whatever he forbid for you. وَأَنْ لَا يُعْبَدَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِمَا شَرَعَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ And that Allah must not be worshipped except with what Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم came with. And also to believe that he صلى الله عليه وسلم conveyed the message in a perfect way. Hided nothing of it. Missed nothing of it. As Allah Ta'ala witnessed him. As in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 3. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم إسلام دينا. And the third is to love him. To love him. And his love must be more than before. Love of any. His love must be more and before of any. كما قال تعالى كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ولدي من والدي وولدي والناس أجمعين. أهل الفاتحة البخاري المسلم عن ذكرت أنس بن مالك صلى الله عليه وسلم said one of you would not يعني have the correct and proper belief until I become more beloved to him than his father, his child, and all mankind. والرابع تعظيمه صلى الله عليه وسلم وتوقيره. And the fourth is to highly respect him صلى الله عليه وسلم. كما قال الله تعالى as well as الله تعالى said لتؤمنوا بالله ورسوله وتعزروه وتوقروه ومعنى تعزروه وتوقروه تعزروه أي تجلوه وتوقروه أي تعظموه that you people may believe in Allah and His Messenger and honor Him meaning the Messenger and respect Him and respect Him وأيضا كثرة الصلاة والسلام عليه and the excessive invoking Allah's peace and blessings on him صلى الله عليه وسلم كما قال الله تعالى كما في سورة الأحزاب الآية 56 as well as الله تعالى said in سورة الأحزاب آية 56 إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما indeed Allah confers blessings upon the prophet and his angels ask him to do so all you who believe ask Allah to confer blessings upon him, upon Rasulullah, and ask Allah to grant him peace. And also he said, من صلى علي صلاة صلى الله عليه بها عشرة, كما في الحديث في حديث عبد الله بن عمرو بن عاص عند مسلم, هذا الحديث وفي عبد الله بن عمرو بن عاص إن صحيح مسلم, that he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, he whoever invoke Allah's peace and blessings upon the Prophet ﷺ for one time, then Allah Ta'ala will bless him 10 times. Bless this person who invoked 10 times. ومنها تجنب الغلو في النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, and from this is to avoid the غلو and the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, to avoid the excessiveness and the course of honoring the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. كما قال الله تعالى آمرا إياه أن يقول كما في سورة الكهف الآية 110, قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد, فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. Say, O Muhammad, I am only a man like you, to whom has been revealed that your God is only one God. There's only one God. So whoever would hope for the meeting with his Lord, let him to do righteous deeds and not to associate anything in the worship of his Lord. وقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الحديث عند البخاري وأحمد من حديث عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه, هذا من حديث عمر بن الخطاب إن صحيح البخاري مسند أحمد, هذا بروبس صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد, لا تطروني كما أطرت النصارى ابن مريم فإنما أنا عبد, فقول عبد الله ورسوله. Do not extol me in a way similar to what the Christians have said concerning Ibn Maryam, meaning Isa alayhi salam. I am only a slave of Allah. So say, therefore you should say accordingly, slave of Allah and a messenger of Allah. Slave of Allah and a messenger of Allah. ومن حب and from these rights of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
with the ummah, with the nation, is that they love him, love his companions, love his family, and support him all, and be careful of any shortcomings with them, or cursing or insulting them, or suspecting them, or have suspicion with them, or speak evilly about them. Yani, this must be well known, ya ikhwan. Naam. Okay, here is another question. Wallahu a'lam. There's another question. Says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. After converting, okay, if there are. Okay, al-istiqama says, what is the dalil we can use that Allah spoke to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The dalil of the Isra, the journey of elevation to the heavens. That is the dalil. Because there, how did yani the Salah, how was the Salah obligated? That is from there. It is where Allah Ta'ala spoke to him. Naam, it's in the hadith. Naam. Sultan Shakir says, Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I live in a country where the brothers of Ikhwani Muslimin have many masajid. How does their manhaj differ from the Salafi manhaj in regards to the prophets? Well, Ikhwan Muslimin is one of the Muslim deviant sects. They are Muslims, but they are upon deviations with according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in dealing with the rulers. They are a political party anyway, but they are not all on the same aqidah. Some of them have maybe kufr, the aqidah of kufr, like those who worship the buried people in the graves. Some of the Ikhwan Muslims are like that, but majority are not like that. But this does not mean that they are right or they to be followed. No, they are wrong. And one should be careful of their manhaj and should not join them. And if, as you said, that surrounding masajid around you are Ikhwanis, you pray with them until you know that this imam practiced something kufr, then you don't pray behind it. But as long as he doesn't have any forms of kufr, or you don't know if he has or not, then you pray until you know. And you can't know them from the talks, the khutbahs and the durus that they give. They always, after the politics. And like that. No, Allah a'lam. Asad says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. After converting our religion into Islam, is it necessary also to change our name into a Muslim name? No, it is not necessary, as long as your name does not carry any bad meanings. as long as it does not carry any bad meanings, then no problem. Wallahu ta'ala alam. طيب والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.